From riffing around town to groovy bass lines, North Omaha Music and Arts has become a key player in reigniting the fires of jazz in the Omaha community. North Omaha Music and Arts, or NOMA, is a fusion of a music academy and a performance space. Rooted in the rich culture of North Omaha jazz, their founder and executive director, Dana Murray, is aiming to bring something that resonates with the local jazz community.
We're pretty steeped in jazz. I mean, that's my background. That's the sort of the, there's a lot of rich history in jazz on that corridor. But we teach popular music as well, you know. We basically want to reach kids where they are. Jazz is a great vehicle and catalyst because there's so much history rolled up into that music, not just music history, but black history, you know, and history of that corridor that we reside in.
Being a jazz instructor and a lifelong musician himself, Dana Murray is looking to head the progression of the Omaha jazz scene.
Yeah, you know, being an Omaha native, you know, I grew up in South Omaha, went to Omaha South High School, left Omaha when I was 19, went to school in Boston before being in New York for 14 years or so. One of the main things I like to communicate to, I guess, Omaha and music lovers in Omaha, when you've lived your life in a place like New York and you see, I guess, what a vibrant music scene could be, I'm not talking about the volume, but more the commitment to excellence and the high bar that an area like that just naturally presents. That's what I would love to see in Omaha.
In the coming days, NOMA will be performing their fourth ever NOMA Fest, which is a two-day jazz festival and celebration.
NOMA Fest is a music festival, and it started out as, you know, a smaller local festival. I guess last year, I would have liked to consider that a minor major festival, you know, with Eric Darius, who is a big name in the smooth jazz world. But this year we've just blown it out of the park. You know, we have Lakeisha Benjamin, who is a rising star in the world of jazz. I think she's 6-7-time Grammy nominated. We have Ghost Note, who is the current sort of funky fusion, you know, pioneer band that they have a strong following. And then Eric Gales, obviously a blues legend in his own right.
NOMA wants to return Omaha back into the swing of things, growing the city's rich culture and its thriving jazz scene.
But I am committed to not only developing young talent, but helping to develop a more thriving, gainfully active music scene. When, you know, artists like Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington or Count Basie or Ray Charles, Etta James, all those guys were coming through North 24th Street, if you can believe that, on a regular basis, sometimes playing on the same nights. We shouldn't, if a young musician is aspiring for greatness, they shouldn't always have to leave. Retaining talent lifts the ceiling, you know, and there's no better motivator than your peers around you. This is all stuff that we're not, you know, reinventing the wheel on. We're just trying to fertilize the soil, nurture the community, and bring the spirit of that back.
NOMA Fest will be performing at Turner Park on August 9th and August 10th. More information about North Omaha Music and Arts, or NOMA Fest, can be found at northomahamusic.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.